Marking Time, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Jill Balkin.
Foreword. The following background to this novel is intended for those listeners who are unfamiliar with The Light Years, the first volume in the series. William and Kitty Cazalet, known to their family as the Brig and the Duchy, have shut their London house and spend all their time in Sussex at Home Place. The Brig's sight is failing, so he's less active in the family timber firm which he heads. They have three sons, Hugh, Edward and Rupert, and one unmarried daughter, Rachel. Hugh is married to Sybil and they have three children. The eldest, Polly, does lessons at home with a cousin and is 14 at the opening of this novel. Simon is 13 and has joined his cousin at a public school, and William, Wills, has just had his second birthday. The middle son, Edward, is married to Villy, Viola Rydell, whose widowed mother, Lady Rydell, is something of a martinet. They have four children. Louise, aged 16, has ceased to do lessons at home with her cousins and has spent one term at a domestic science school. Her brother Teddy, who is very athletic, has been at a public school for 2 years now, while Lydia, who is 8, has been going to a small day school. Roland, the baby, is 4 months old. The third son, Rupert, was married to Isabel, by whom he had two children. Clary is the same age as Polly and is doing lessons with her. And Neville, now 8, has been attending a day school in London. Rupert's second wife is Zoe, who at 24 is 12 years younger than he. They have no children. The unmarried daughter, Rachel, who occupies herself looking after her nearly blind father, also helps to run a charitable baby's hotel that at the start of this novel has been evacuated for the second time to a nearby house owned by the Brig, her father. Her great friend is Margot Sidney, known as Sid, who teaches the violin and lives in London, but pays frequent visits to Home Place. Edward's wife, Villy, has a sister, Jessica, who is married to Raymond Castle. They have four children, more cousins for the Cazalets. Angela, whose first hopeless love was for Rupert Cazalet, is now 20 and works in London. Christopher, at 16, is passionately interested in nature and against war, and Nora, a year older than Christopher, has been at the domestic science school with Louise. The youngest, Judy, is 9 and goes to a boarding school. At the end of the light years, the Castles came into a house and some money inherited from a great aunt of Raymond's, as a result of which they were able to move from mean accommodation in East Finchley to the great aunt's house in Frensham. Miss Millamant is the very old family governess. She began with Villy and Jessica and now teaches Clary and Polly. Diana McIntosh is the most serious of Edward's many affairs. She is married with three sons. Apart from the grandparents' house Home Place, the Brig has bought and converted two other nearby houses, Mill Farm, which is now used by the Baby's Hotel, and Pear Tree Cottage, which serves as an overflow for the Cazalet and Castle families. In addition, they have a house in London, Chester Terrace, now more or less shut up. The three Cazalet sons also have London houses. Hugh and Sybil's is in Ladbroke Grove, which Hugh is still using during the week when he is working in London. Edward and Villy's home in nearby Lansdowne Road has been used by them during the children's term time. Rupert and Zoe have a small house in Brook Green. There are a number of servants working for the Cazalets, but the principal ones in this novel are Mrs. Cripps, the cook, Tunbridge, the chauffeur, McAlpine, the gardener, and Billy, the gardener's boy, Wren, the groom, Eileen, the parlour-maid, all of Home Place, and Ellen, Rupert's nurse for Clary and Neville, who finds herself busier than ever after the late births of Wills and Roland. The light years ended in 1938 with Chamberlain's speech after Munich, Peace with Honour. Marking Time begins a year later, after the invasion of Poland, when war is clearly imminent and unavoidable. Children are being evacuated from the cities, and everybody is waiting for Chamberlain to announce the result of the British ultimatum.